The Lord be with you.
And with
a reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew.
Glory to you, Lord.
Jesus said to the crowds, "Amen, I say to you, among those born of women, there has been none greater than John the Baptist. Yet the least in the kingdom of heaven is greater than he. From the days of John the Baptist until now, the kingdom of heaven suffers violence, and the violent are taking it by force. All the prophets and the law prophesied up to the time of John, and if you are willing to accept it, he is Elijah, the one who is to come. Whoever has ears ought to hear." The Gospel of the Lord. Students, what do you think? Is Jesus saying that John the Baptist is greater than he is? Listen to the words again. He says, among those born of women, there is none greater than John the Baptist. Wasn't Jesus also born of a woman? And if so, then isn't he saying John is greater than he is? Students, we have a translation. When Jesus was speaking, he was not speaking in English. He was speaking in Aramaic or Hebrew. And so sometimes we don't quite understand something until we remember, okay, what exactly was he saying? When he says among those born of women, he is saying those who are a product from a married woman. Those who come from the union of husband and wife. Is he a product of Joseph and Mary? No, what is Jesus a product of? What two persons? John Paul. He's a product of the Holy Spirit and our Blessed Mother Mary. So that means that Jesus didn't come from a woman, he came from a virgin. Not a married woman, but by the power of the Holy Spirit through Our Lady. Okay, so he's excluding himself, but then he goes on and he says, but the least in the kingdom of heaven is greater than he. So students, who is this person that Jesus is referring to? He's already said, I'm out of the equation, but there is one who is even greater than John the Baptist, even though he's the greatest of all others. Joseph. Michael the Archangel, okay, but he's talking about human beings. So who is the one other human being, Victoria? The Blessed Virgin Mary. Okay, now students, I'm going to ask you the hardest question. How is Our Lady less than John the Baptist? How could Jesus say of her that she is the least? Students, spiritually, how do we become... Remember Jesus says, if you place yourself first, you will be the last, but the last will become the first. How is our Blessed Mother Mary the least of all? Oh, if we don't know, how are we going to... Okay. Gabriel. Because she was the most humble. Students, was John the Baptist perfectly humble? Remember when he said about Jesus, he must increase, I must decrease. So John is saying, there is room for me to grow in humility. Students, was Our Lady perfectly humble? She had the perfection of every virtue from the moment she was conceived. She was full of grace. And that's why when the Archangel Gabriel came to her and says, will you bear the Son of God? She didn't say, I'm going to become the handmaid of the Lord. She said, no, I already am and I always have been the humble handmaid of the Lord. I've always been perfectly in His service. Because Our Lady had the perfection of the virtue of humility. Students, in this Advent season, she's given to us as an example to imitate. Our Blessed Mother Mary, she never ever one single time in her entire life placed herself above anyone. We have the tendency to place ourselves above others often. And our Lord is revealing to us, no, I want you to imitate my mother and become less than you are now, to become the least of all, the servant of all. She served everyone in her perfect humility. As we receive our Lord today, let's ask for the grace that we might become ever more humble.